So I put to you now the key question all activists against injustice, all advocates for a global humanity who believe every human being deserves to live free, i.e. free of necessity, free of coercion of any kind. What's the goal? Res pis finem. Know the goal, Bentham told rulers. In a blog I put up, Bentham's Strategic Verities, I share his top five strategic verities, and this one is number one. Know the goal. Is our goal to express our righteous anger? Continuing with the words that I shared with folks a year ago at the Active Nonviolence Conference. Is our goal to express our righteous anger? Or do we want to win? Do we want violence to end? If the latter, we must consider the possibility that violence, coercion, and necessity are key constructs of class, of power, and will only end when we begin again, by moving beyond power. And that means moving beyond class. The twisted monster we're wrestling with is more insidious, more subtle than we usually credit it as. And if we ponder deep and allow that truth to rise into our minds, we're bound to say that monster's in us too. Carefully installed by loving hands. The handout I put together for that conference, The Violence of Class, concludes by saying that there's a case to be made that all of us, when we submit to rule, do so in the same way that an intoxicated woman submits to rape. That our judgment has been intentionally impaired. I quote a woman being interviewed on Fox News who said that we have to teach men what consent is, what rape is. Well, what is consent when our judgment is shaped by the demand of states for our obedience? When, as Alice Miller says, our whole value system is dominated by the principle of obedience. Only when you and I, all of us, we the people, consciously redesign the world we're living in to allow conscious, mutually attentive cooperation, forswearing force, will we be beyond the realm of unconscious obedience and in the realm of conscious agreement. Conscious, cooperative, continuous society redesign, our future freedom. This is exactly what Kropotkin envisioned. All of our ancestors who wanted this for us are with us right now. Let's not disappoint each other or them or the earth.